84 people were arrested by federal immigration authorities this past weekend in a sweep of the Northwest. Most were in the state of Washington, and most had criminal convictions. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team has the story.
The three-day operation ended Monday and covered parts of Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. A statement from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, says they targeted criminals who are in the country illegally and, quote, pose a public safety threat.
If they're serious, if these people are dangerous, get them out of the country. I have no issue with that whatsoever.
That's King County Sheriff John Urquhart. He's okay with the focus on serious criminals, but he sees this operation as a stretch beyond. According to information from ICE, 24 people arrested had no criminal record. And among those who did, about a third had misdemeanor convictions, according to Urquhart's count. Those include a traffic offense and marijuana possession. Others did have more serious crimes like assault or DUI. Urquhart says this wide range of arrests creates fear in the community that everyone is a target.
So let's not scare a significant portion of our population, scare them from calling the police, scare them from reporting crimes, from being good witnesses to crimes. Do what you need to do, but this kind of rhetoric is not helping anybody, I don't think.
Under President Obama, serious criminals were a priority for deportation. An executive order from President Trump expanded that to include people who could be charged with the crime, but haven't been. Of the people arrested last weekend, most are originally from Mexico. 19 lived in King County. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.